All right, tonight our 10-minute speaker is Dave K. from Los Osos.
Hello, my name is Dave, and I am an alcoholic. That came up quick. I thought there'd be some more stuff. All right, not 25 minutes. 10 minutes. Gosh, these things are wild. I am absolutely honored. It's a pleasure to be here. Who would have ever thunk not so many years ago that I would say on a Saturday night when there's stuff to do that I would be honored and it would be a pleasure to speak in a room full of drunks. I wouldn't have. That's an odd deal. You know, of course, about the middle of the day today, I started to get nervous and worry about what I'm going to say and how that's all going to happen in 10 minutes. And, you know, my wife, who's also sober, a hell of a lot more sober than me, by the way, reminded me just what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. And, you know, I was thinking, the part that I came up with by myself was, I can remember the very first time that I walked into a room of Alcoholics Anonymous. It was at a place called Saturday Night Live. No, I take that back. The place that I very first walked into a room of Alcoholics Anonymous was Alano East in San Jose, California. And I was still in a daze and I was shaking. And there was a couple of guys that may or may not, the reality was a little shifted. As a friend of mine likes to say, my cheese had slid pretty far off my cracker at that time. And there were these two guys, to my recollection, they were like old school East San Jose guys. And they fed me coffee and cigarettes in the parking lot of the Alano East for quite a few hours until the meeting happened. There was a banquet table, much like this one, a young lady talking, and I couldn't believe the story she was telling was the same person that was there. That's all I remember from that. And I didn't know what to do. I was broken. I had made a phone call, one more drunk phone call, a sick drunk phone call to work. And the voice on the other end of the line, who was 23 years sober at the time, told me, Dave, you got a problem, and unless you figure this out, just don't bother coming back to work, right? And I was like, click, 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 click. Wait a second. I've had a few other ultimatums around my drinking in my life. And all of the other ones, I just sort of thought that they were number one, you know what I mean? And for some reason, as I was standing in my crappy little apartment, hungover in my underwear on my flip phone talking to my boss, she walked me through and I got over to my computer and I found that there was a meeting just a few blocks away from where I was living in downtown San Jose. That was my first meeting. And the first time that I stood up and I said those magic words, my name is Dave and I'm an alcoholic, was at a place called Saturday Night Live in the Dix Center. They've moved since, in San Jose. And they had a meeting there, a Saturday night speaker meeting, right? And somebody told me, hey, this is pretty fun and cool. And they usually get funny people there. And so I went and I walked in and lo and behold, this other dude that I worked with all the time, he was there, right? And the lady that I called in drunk sick, she was also there. I think they talked to each other, right? And they had a seat for me. And I said, my name is Dave and I'm an alcoholic. And I almost started crying, like I am right now. What was the big difference there, I guess, is what I was reflecting on today. Because every single day for years, at about 10 or so a.m., hung over at work, you've been there, went to the bathroom and just said that same prayer that I had said the day before, and it went something like, God, I know that I was here yesterday, hungover, still drunk at work. My life is miserable. I cannot stop drinking. Maybe can you just help me out today? I know I said it yesterday, right? And that was just ad nauseum, day after day after day. And the difference of finally just admitting complete defeat and something about a room, a scuzzy room. This room was scuzzy and I loved it, right? It had a smell about it, you know? Kind of like Sweet Springs, when you drive by Sweet Springs, you know? Like old ripped up red carpet, you know, with some puke on the floor. And my home group became the midnight meeting there because I worked a swing shift. And we had the cops there all the time, and there was fist fights, and it was I loved it, you know? So that was a seemingly simple thing that set me off on this different path. And so that was in 2009. And I stayed sober for just under 4 years, and guess what happened? My life got a whole heck of a lot better, right? I was able to go back to school and get a graduate degree, and I wouldn't have been able to do that had I been drinking. I'd fired myself from so many jobs, you know. I always like to say I'd never been fired from a job. Like all these justifications that we give ourselves for maybe not being a real alcoholic. I knew I had a heck of a problem drinking. I knew that I was raised in like a blue collar type of family, and that I'd work hard, and I deserve to play hard. And I ran with that for a lot of years. And man, time's going by fast. And so a couple of what happens quickly, you know, things that, man, maybe you can relate, things that happen to me when I drink. One, I am a chain drinker. You ever been a chain smoker? I'm a chain drinker. When I go, if I had the money to go to a bar about that far down on my glass, I'd order another in, right? And then at some point I don't like going to bars, mostly because they don't like me being there. And and so I like to drink by myself, mostly because all the people that are my friends, they don't like me around anymore, right? And so I'm a chain drinker. As soon as that one's open, it's gone, another one's open. And that's how I drink. And so maybe that's alcoholism, right? I was able to go back to school and things got good. And my graduate thesis show put it up. We went out to dinner after the fact to Gordon Beer Brewery, downtown San Jose, right there if you're familiar. And I ordered beer. And my buddy next to me, his name was Dave too. He said, "Dave, dude, do you think that's a good idea?" I said, "Oh yeah, it's cool, I got this. It's all good. Things are good now." And so I didn't get back here until 2016. Some things that would happen were like, I'd wake up in the hospital strapped down to a bed, not knowing how I got there, right? I'd fall asleep underneath the bushes in between Sweet Spring Saloon in my shop I was living in Los Osos. Like that kind of stuff happened. That sounds familiar. And so in 2016, I got on the phone. I was wandering around Los Osos lost. I woke up on a couch, some rando couch in Los Osos. Apparently I met some people at a bar, and I don't really remember, to be honest with you. And I was calling my boss. I got this really great opportunity and a job here to move to the area. And things weren't going so good at the job, as you might imagine. And I was on the phone, wandering around Los Osos, lost. I didn't know how to get back to where I needed to go. And I was on the phone making that drunk phone call again. I'm sick phone call. And something went off in my head. It's like, you have been here before. And this time, thank God, I knew what to do. And I went home and got on the phone, got into an argument with whoever answered the hotline. If that was you, I apologize if that was you. Right? You didn't have your shit together. And somebody came and picked me up because they said, "Get yourself to a meeting." I can't drive to a meeting, right? And so I was polishing off a couple of midday adult beverages, waiting for somebody to come and pick me up for a meeting, and they did, and I was back home again, and that was in January of 2016. And so what it's like now in 23 seconds is listen, if you were like me inside, you'd drink too. Right? That's what I have found. If you were like me, which you probably are, you would drink too. And so we find out here through reading the book and working the steps and working with others and being of service that we're alcoholics, and we cover all of our stuff, whatever that might be. You can find that out through the step work. And we call those things character defects, I'm wound up tight, and I'm cool, and I'm a cucumber on the outside and a pickle on the inside. And so I find that when I take my solution away, my medication, that I'm still the same dude I was when I was medicating myself. That's what I find here. And so what it's like now is I have the tools and I don't always use them. I have the phone numbers and I don't always call them. And I know now what to do, and I do the best that I can do to do those things. And when I do, my life, contingent on me doing some stuff, is a lot better, right? And I'm blessed beyond measure. I have a beautiful a cat. An amazingly sober wife. I have a job that, believe it or not, there are situations and personalities that come up at work, and I am able to use everything that I do that's any kind of like getting peace and serenity and problem solving comes from what I have learned from all of you and from the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I thank you for just letting me be up here my day in the barrel to share with you all. So if you the two of you that are new, welcome home. You're home. And I hope that you hear something from the real good speaker tonight that's actually going to stick with you, that keeps you coming back 10 minutes at a time, one day at a time. Thanks.
All right, let's give another round of applause for our dinner.